turn your Bibles with me to the Gospel according to St. Luke chapter 3. Verses 1 through 3. You find a portion of scripture that will occupy my conversation with you this morning. If God says so and His Holy Spirit remains with us, we will be able to walk the length and breadth of this text this morning. God has a word for us in it.
Amen.
Gospel according to St. Luke, chapter 3, verses 1 through 3. Let us pray. Oh Lord, our God, I ask that your name in all the earth. Yes. Father God, you're such a good God. We have done as you had that which you have commanded. You said we ought not prepare before you empty-handed, but we are coming to your sanctuary with a sacrifice of praise.
Yes, Lord. Yes.
We have done that, O Heavenly Father. But Father God, right now, it is preaching and teaching time, and we are unable to do this by ourselves.
Yeah.
No understanding by ourselves. So we need your Holy Spirit to exhibit his perfect teaching and preaching ministry right now in the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Anoint your word afresh.
Yes, Lord.
Allow your word to go forth and accomplish that which you're sending it out to do.
Yes, Lord.
Anoint every mind in the place.
Yes,
let this word be plain enough so that a child can understand it. Father God, let this word rebuke, strengthen, deliver right now in the name of Jesus. Let this word tear fallow ground right now in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, I can't do it by myself. Use me in spite of me. Hide me behind the cross. Play your servant in whatever tune you want me to sing in today, oh, Father God. Father God, bind Satan as he goes to and fro, trying to snatch the word of knowledge away from your people. Give us a good time while you feed us in your word today.
Yes.
Oh, Father God, right now, draw back the draperies of misunderstanding right now in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Father God, you say your people perish for lack of knowledge, but let these here people in this here ministry be a learned people right now. That's why we ask you for wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. Have your way in this place, oh Father.
Yes,
bless us again.
Right,
you always bless. Bless us again, oh Father God.
Lord.
And whatever's accomplished in this setting, oh Heavenly Father, we'll be careful to give you, oh God, the honor, the praise, and the glory. Speak, Lord, for your people. Hear it. Let's go to Luke chapter 3, beginning the first verse, taking the words of the Lord. Now in the fifth year of the reign of Tiberius Caesar, Pontius Pilate, being governor of Judea, and Herod, being the tetrarch of Galilee, and his brother Philip, tetrarch of Iturea, and of the region of Trachonitis, and Licinius, the tetrarch of Abilene, Annas and Caiaphas, being the high priest, the word of God came unto John, the son of Zechariah, in the wilderness. And he came into all the country about Jordan, preaching the baptism of repentance for the remission of sins. I just want to put a tag on this text. Real love will make a way.
Amen.
You may take your seats in the presence of the Lord.
Amen.
Real love will make a way. If I were to begin parenthetically, I would begin with an observation. It is a melancholy truth that the ways of our God are not like our ways. Job puts it this way. He says the ways of God are strange to us, but they are righteous nonetheless. I will begin with a statement to some which may seem obvious. Our God does not think the way we think.
Well,
our God does not function the way we function.
Thank God.
Our God does not behave the way that we behave.
Glory.
You act in cute, but it ought to be good news this morning to know that our God does not respond the way we respond. Because I do not want my God responding the way people that I am around me respond to what God is doing with me in my life. One preacher puts it this way. People will condemn you on speculation, But God will love you with the evidence.
Amen.
Did I just say something?
Yes, sir.
People are speculating, condemning you on speculation. But God will have all the evidence, wrong or right, making you look wrong or right, and he will still accept you with it anyway.
Amen. That's good news.
There's no pettiness in God. There's no bitterness in God.
All right.
There's no fear in God, and there's no insecurity in God.
Amen.
When you deal with God, you don't have to act like something less than what you are. You can be your full self, and God will still welcome you to the table.
Amen.
You don't have to hide. You don't have to dissimulate. The rest of the world requires that you become a contortionist and fit in their box. When you come into the presence of God, you can be as broke and as busted and as crazy as you are.
Amen.
And God will still prepare a table before you in the presence of your enemies.
Thank you, Lord.
God says, come to me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. In the church, we tell people, come as you are. We don't really mean it. Because if you came to as you really are, people will get up and move and change their seat. And church folk will talk about you behind your back. Come as you are, right. I thank God today that we serve somebody who can receive us just as we are.
Amen.
I don't care who we are.
Yes.
And what we are, God can handle it.
Yes, he can.
You may be a liar, a thief. You may be out of your mind. But God told me to tell all y'all there, tell you, you're his liar, his thief, and his crazy person. And no weapon formed against you will prosper.
Not one. Not one. That's what the word says.
You think I'm preaching because I'm so perfect and holy? Huh. And I have it all together? I don't have nothing together. If you knew the hell I had to climb out of to deal with the being ministry, you jump up and get up and walk out.
Amen.
Right now.
Right now.
But thanks be to God.
Thank you, Lord.
Who has gave us the victory.
Yes.
God, who is so omnipotent,
yes,
so powerful, so omniscient. He is a Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Shalom,
yes,
El Shaddai,
yes,
Elohim,
yes,
Adonai.
Yes, yes.
He is all those things, y'all. Yes. I had nothing, was nothing, I was going nowhere.
What you say, Pastor?
Yet he reached down into the mud and chose me.
Yes, sir.
Yes,
yes,
yes, yes.
Hallelujah.
Chose me. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
He chose me anyway.
Yes. 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 Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
I will submit to you. What makes God so different from us is his commitment to the ethic of love. Mm-hmm. Walk with Pastor now. Notice, I did not say that God is committed to the ideology of love. God is committed to the theology of love or the philosophy of love. That's not what he's committed to. But God is committed to the ethic of love. Let's go deeper. Philosophy, ideology, and theology want you to know what love is and what love is not. That's what those things wants us to know. God is not committed to any of those things. I just mentioned, but he is committed to the ethical presentation of love.
Yes.
Because ethics is not concerned about the definition or the clarification of love.
Amen.
Ethics is concerned about the proposition of choice.
Okay.
You can be theological, philosophical, or ideologist and do nothing about the world or the people around you.
Say it.
Y'all hear? Y'all follow me?
Say that.
But you cannot be ethical and do nothing. If you're not ethical, you ain't nothing.
Action.
God is committed to the ethic of love because he wants you to experience love. Not just know what the word means. Mm-hmm. Everybody want to be so deep and know the word of love. Everybody know what it means, but nobody acting like they know how to act.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Now in the 15th year of the reign of Tiberius Caesar, Pontius Pilate being governor of Judea, and Herod being the tetrarch of Galilee, and his brother Philip, tetrarch of Iturea, and of the region of Tetronidas, and Lysanias, and tetrarch of Abilene, Ananias and Caiaphas being the high priest, the word of God came unto John, the son of Zechariah, in the wilderness.
Well,
the word tells me that the word came to John, the son of Zechariah. Mm-hmm. Not in the temple, not in the palace, but the word came to John the Baptist and found him in the wilderness.
All right. Come on now. That's it.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to say something. The time for clarification was over. Heaven was about to make a decision.
Well,
who will speak for my son until he is ready to speak for himself? God searched the earth. Don't you understand? If God was committed to power, he would have chosen Tiberius Caesar.
Yeah, don't you say that?
If he was committed to an ambition, he would have chosen Herod. If God was committed to a name, he would have chosen Philip. If God was committed to the objective holiness, he would have chosen Annas and Caiaphas, the high priest.
All right.
But because he is committed to real love, God said, I'm going to go in the wilderness. Real love will make a way.
That's good. That's good.
Oh, y'all getting happy. I'm not done yet.
Okay.
He went in the wilderness picking nobody to tell everybody that the Lion of the tribe of Judah is on his way. John wasn't powerful. He was not successful. Did not have a platform. Did not have a degree. Did not have a ministry. He was not a bishop. He never went to a seminary. Did not have a praise team. Did not have a band. Did not have a church. But the Bible says God skipped over everybody and went into the wilderness and picked a nobody. Look at your neighbor and say, you may not like me,
but
God chose me. You don't have to celebrate me, but God already chose me. Chose me. Chose me. From the crown of my head to the soles of my feet. Tell the devil I can care less what you say about me. I'm chosen. I am that I am by the grace of God. Oh, I'm saying with an attitude. I'm believing this thing. I'm here to let you know that love did it for me.
Amen.
Yes. Nobody can curse what God has already blessed.
Yes. Amen. Yes.
And love will make room for you.
Yes, it will.
My God.
You can be strange, and love will make room for you.
Yes.
You could have failed high school, and love will make room for you.
Glory.
You could have been a liar and a thief, and love will make room for you. Is there anybody here that can say, Pastor, I'm only here today because on a dark night, love made room for me. Prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemy. If you know who I'm talking about, you have to make some noise in here. That's right, I'm talking about God. I said, love God, God. He oozes love. God wanted me anyway. I'm making presents. He wanted me anyway. He should have walked out on me, but he wanted me anyway.
Thank
you,
Lord.
Yes, Lord.
He should have turned his back on me, but God wanted me anyway. He should have slammed the door and told me I was not worthy, but he wanted me anyway. God knew I was messy, but he wanted me anyway. God knew I was complicated, but he wanted me anyway. No, man, no, Mr. Love, how y'all ought to be coming to Bible study. The word, the books of the Bible, the prophets.
Yes.
Yes. Right. Yes. He was sending me to read the Bible, son. I still wasn't listening to him. He got me out of bondage, but I would not listen. He said women and men to preach to me, but I would not listen. When all that was not good enough for us,
yes.
God said, I will go down myself.
Come on now.
Thank you, Lord.
Through 42 generations.
Yes.
And get you, boy. He said, he walked on the earth 32 years.
Yeah.
He healed the sick, raised the dead, made the blind see. And you still will not listen. So guess what? He got on the cross. Stretched his arms out. And when you still will not listen, when that still was not good enough, he hung there until the ninth hour.
Yes.
Until the dead got up in Jerusalem and walked. Walked the streets of Jerusalem, Deacon Bailey.
Yes.
When you still would not listen, he looked up and said, Father, forgive them. For they know not what they do. When y'all still would listen, he hung his head and died.
Yes.
Father, into my hand, your hand, I command my spirit. He went into a grave because you wouldn't listen.
Yes, sir.
Because you wouldn't listen while he was laying there, he went down into hell.
Yes.
Snatched the keys of life from the devil.
Yes.
Took power from the grave.
Yeah.
Took the sting out of death.
Yes.
When that was not enough, he got up on the third day with all power. I wish I had some believers in this place that just can put your hands together and give God some praise there.
Hallelujah.
Why is all this happening? Put your hands together. Why? Because God wanted you anyway.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you. Now in the 15th year of the reign of Tiberius Caesar, Pontius Pilate being governor of Judea.
Come on now.
And Herod being the tetrarch of Galilee, or
yes,
so what?
Yes.
And his brother Philip, tetrarch of Iturea, and out of the region of Tetronitis and Lysanias, the tetrarch of Abilene. These are big boys, important people. Annas and Caiaphas, these are the big time pastors in the synagogue.
Uh-huh.
Being the high priest, the word of the God came into the wilderness of nobody.
Jesus.
God said, I choose who I want.
That's right.
Love chose him. Love found him in the wilderness. Put a crown on his head.
Yes.
It speaks to me. There are those of you this morning who have had your bread buttered on both sides. That's not my story. There are some of us in here who knows what it means to come up the rough side of the mouth. We know how to come up the rough side of the mouth.
Amen.
Where people have said we are not gifted or called or anointed because we don't have a marketing plan on our website.
Come on now. Come on now.
Uh-huh. I'm preaching today. Like, can I preach like I said?
That's right.
That's
right.
That's why some of us would never be called to a big church because we don't have a degree or a website. Don't you dare let your title or how long you've been in church make you think you qualified to stand right here. You're not qualified because somebody put their hand on your head. You're not qualified because you graduated with a degree. What qualifies you is when you were in a mess. Your God reached into a mess and pulled you out. Chosen. Don't try to figure out why God let me get away where I get away with. He just let me do what I do, not because I'm so smart, because I'm chosen. I'm no literary genius. Angie, you know I flunked me some English in school. Can I get a witness in here? I ain't putting this thing together because I'm so smart. No, but when the Holy Spirit got a message together.
deliver. If you the vessel God wanted you, and you humble yourself before him. And when it's your time, it's your time. When you have been chosen, you don't mind if people laugh at you. You don't mind if they talk behind your back. Talk about me behind my back. Laugh at me. Tell me I messed up some words and then said the right grammatical phrase. Tell me all of that. Tell me I've never been to seminary. But guess what? Keep on talking. Keep on laughing. Because guess what? After a while, everybody gonna bend their knees and say, oh, hail the power of Jesus' name.
Yeah.
Love skipped over Tiberius Caesar, who was the leader of the Roman Empire, the most powerful man in the world. Love skipped him over. Love skipped over the governor of Judea. And for all you sanctified folks, love skipped over the priest, the pastor, prophet Ananias and Sapphira. Love went out into the wilderness and grabbed somebody and made a way out of no way for somebody. This is how God thinks. This is how God reasons. God does not have love. God is love.
Amen.
He does not have love. He is love.
Amen.
He is it. He don't have to think to love you. He just does it. Because that's what he is.
Amen.
His character, his power, his decision making is based on love.
Yes.
It's not based on because he's God and he can do it. No, it's based on love. That's why he first loved me.
Yeah.
When I didn't love him and then think about it, he first loved me.
Yes.
The Bible says God is love. Love is how he thinks. Love is how he rebukes and how he chastises. Love is how he elevates and how he blesses. Stop trying to figure out what love is and let me show you what love does.
That's right.
Love will skip over everybody in your life with good credit and open a door for you that no man can close.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Does not ask, love takes. It does not negotiate. Love sits at the head of the table.
Yes.
I don't know I'm preaching to you, but I want every broken and chastised person to know that God loves you so much, he loves you too much to leave you like this.
Yes.
If you broken, busted, he loves you too much for you to stay that way.
Thank you.
I'm going to be in the wilderness right now. But he's coming to get me.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. I'm in the wilderness right now. If you're in the wilderness, he's coming to get me.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You better know who I am. But my God has not forgotten me. And he's coming to get me.
Yes.
God said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. He said, I choose you.
Yes.
He said, yeah, you may look like you by yourself. Can I get come here, Moses? Moses said, boy, don't you know I spent 40 years on the backside of the mountain. And showed up in Egypt and said, isn't this Moses, Pharaoh's stepson? No, Pharaoh, Moses, man of God. God told me to tell you, Pharaoh, let my people go.
Lord.
The ruler, he was talking to the most powerful ruler in the world, Pharaoh. Let my people go.
Thank you, Lord.
And said it with an attitude.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Uh-huh.
Praise his holy name.
He's coming to get me. I'm in the wilderness. God has not forgotten me. He's coming to get me. Guess why he's coming to get me, y'all? Get happy with this Deacon Dre. Hey, what up? God fights for you.
Yes,
he
do.
While you're sitting here right now, God is where your fight is.
Yes.
Fighting for you.
Yes, he
is. Amen.
You're not on your job, but God in the middle of the person in charge of your job fighting for you.
Thank you.
They think they're going to make a decision on Monday morning or Tuesday morning when you get back off of the holiday if you got one, and think they're going to mess with you, but God messing with their mind right now. They so not in the natural that they don't believe in the spiritual thing. But God moving and shaking and doing stuff in the spirit. He will cause them to destroy their own self.
My God.
of your enemy.
Yes, yes.
I say he's in the mouth of your enemy.
Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Fighting for you because he loves you.
Yes.
My God shall supply all I need according to his riches and glory.
Yes.
Fight for me, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Jesus,
get in the battle with the devil.
Yes.
I can't stand it no more.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Get in the battle with him and mess him up.
Yes.
You ain't got to raise your voice because you're ruled by the power of your tongue.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Make it a way for no way for me, Jesus.
Yes.
Snatch me out of this wilderness.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
The word of God did not come to Caesar, did not come to Pilate, did not come to Socrates, did not come to Plato. It skipped over all and went into the wilderness and grabbed John the Baptist, son of Zechariah, and made a way out of the way. God has God. God love has you in his hand.
Yes.
Oh, I'm going to go to my seat because y'all like y'all going to sleep. But I don't have myself a good time. Because God is so loved, I'm not even stressing and worrying about it. I'm not worried about it. It may not even look good. It may look hopeless. He's got my circumstances and my situation. He has walked up my steps. The Bible tells me that the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. And yet the devil may trip me up and make me fall, but I will recover. So I know too much about it. Learn too much about it. I had a flashback party. He can bring me out of that. I know he can bring me out of that. It may not be on my time, but the Bible and some old mother told me that he's an on-time God. Yes, he is. So, Pastor, you said all of that. What you said? You said that love, real love, will make a way. Because the love of God never fails. He don't love you today. And because you don't fix your hair a certain type of way, you're going to stop loving you tomorrow.
That's right. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Because you're going through menopause, keep it real, and you got PMSing, and you get up and you treat your brothers and sisters raggedy.
Yeah.
Hello, some. I'm sorry, I know about it. God's not going to change his mind on you. God said, I'm the same God yesterday, today, and forever. He said, I know you in the flesh. You can't make up your mind past tomorrow. He said, that's why I got your mind. That's why I said, you ought to keep your mind. Your mind ought to be stayed on me. And if your mind stayed on me, you won't be stuck on stupid and making all these crazy decisions up in here. Say, what love got to do with it? But I want to let you know, when you become a child of God, love got a lot to do with it.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.